Welcome back to another On Location edition of In the Garden with Kelly and Char. Char, we miss you. We're going to welcome you back for our end of the year holiday gift show. So be listening for that. Today, we are on location once again, and I have the privilege to be talking with a gardener extraordinaire. She also happens to be my mom, Jan Meyer. Hi. Welcome back, Mom.
Hi, Kelly. It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back. I mean, back in my own town here in Fairmont, Minnesota. And we are coming to you live from Jan's gazebo garden. And this was a labor of love. We are sitting inside a beautiful white-painted, lattice-covered, flower-covered. Although it's at the end of the season, it's a beautiful place. Tell us how special this place is to you.
This is really special. For years, when I started turning the horse pasture into a garden, I wanted a gazebo out here. And one winter, I have to tell you this story. One winter, I was sitting at the far edge of the garden, and I was sitting on a snowbank, and I looked over here, and I truly saw a gazebo sitting here. Now, I can't tell you that the gazebo I built was the one that I saw when I was sitting there, but I saw a gazebo in this spot in the garden, and I just knew I had to bring it about as a reality. So that's how the gazebo started. We got a kit from Menards.
This is a large, 18 foot, and it's in a hexagon shape. It's not completely round, but and it has a peaked roof on it with a lovely topper on it. So is this what you envisioned then? I mean, is this style what you were looking for?
When I started looking at different gazebos that I could get, this is one. I mean, instantly I knew that this was the one. But as I said before, I can't tell you this is what I saw in my vision. But I did see a white gazebo in the very spot where we built it, and that's how it came about.
So you were able to find a kit then at a local big box store?
We did. You know, when the kids were putting in the foundation.
And it is elevated by, about 24 inches. So there actually is a foundation underneath.
Yes, there is. Yeah, we built it that way because I'm also a photographer and had wedding pictures to be taken out here. So we built it so that no matter where the sun was coming from, we would have a shady side that we could take pictures on. And we've done that over the years. But when this was built, I have to tell you an interesting thought. Now, everything is cut with a pattern at the company where it came from. Mm-hmm. So everything was 51.5 inches between panels. So the kids built it, the foundation, that, and when they started putting it on the sides, nothing fit. So they went back, they tore it all out, they went back and started over again, thinking they had made the mistake. And it turned out that the factory where it came from, they had made a mistake. Some of the sides were 51.5 inches, some of the sides were 48. It was not what it was supposed to be. So my dear son got on the phone, and they reimbursed me $1,500 for our trouble. So the kids had to measure each side and make sure that each side fit the panel that went on top of it.
So a lot of people like to build features like this out in their garden. They may have had a vision. They may have seen something in someone else's yard that they wanted to emulate. They started planning. They may have built it from scratch or, as you did, looked for a kit to build it. But you have to have a certain amount of skills in order to make it a reality. And as you said, not everything is as you think you've bought it.
Yeah, very much so. We were really surprised. But because they did reimburse us, we were able to put on different shingles than what came with the kit. I didn't like the shingles. They were not of a quality that I wanted to have on here. Mm-hmm. So we put it up on a foundation, which was not called for either. So that $1,500 was put into play and made it even nicer than what the kit originally was.
Mm-hmm. So now you have steps, and we'll just describe it here. We'll also be featuring some pictures of it in the fall garden here on our Facebook page, In the Garden with Kelly and Char. I think, though, Mom, too, when you were looking at this, you were looking for kind of an oasis. And as I've said before, you live on the outskirts of town, but not in the city. And we have some background noise of people going back and forth on a fairly busy street where you live. But it is kind of an oasis, isn't it?
It truly is. It's the kind of garden over the years as things have gotten bigger. I can come in and it's very quiet. It is very peaceful. And even though cars go by, you know, you really don't hear it. It's just a wonderful place to be. We have city on one side of our property, and it is country on the other side. And having all these trees now grown, it's just a wonderful, peaceful place to be.
And you've put in a lot of different type of specimen trees. You have evergreens, obviously, which break the wind, and thanks to the deer have been trimmed, unfortunately. But arborvitae bushes, and also lots of hydrangea bushes, which even in the wintertime catch the wind a little bit. But you have some drifts that come in. Does the winter affect the gazebo here, or do you button it up for the winter?
Actually, we do button it up. We have got plastic panels that are put on the outside of each one of the eight sides. So those are put up on the inside. And just the last couple years, I have been hanging old sheets on the inside, because to take this whole thing down and put it back up again, just to put it up, takes me probably a couple of days because there's so much out here. Mm-hmm. And by hanging the sheets, now I'm not going to have to do that so much. It was really a help, and it was Corey who suggested doing that, and it was yay, Corey.
Well, you have a lovely set of wicker furniture and tables and things that you've collected over the years. Each one, once again, as you personalize your garden or your, there's a lot of, we had a show earlier this season on she sheds, but this really is more than a she shed. It's a destination, and as you said, you've used it for photography for weddings and family reunions and people who just want a nice backdrop, and you have some beautiful steps. So I think in planning a place like this, think of how you're going to use it, and not only as a gathering space, a lovely place to have an afternoon tea or maybe an afternoon nap. What do you think, Earl? Some lovely chairs and things. Now, you have to be kind of aware of, you know, what about weather effects in the summertime, rainstorms and things? Is it protected?
With the trees around it, we have a big bank of trees on the west side. On the east side, there also is. And, well, actually, we are pretty much enclosed by tall trees and bushes. And so even when we have a storm, it really doesn't do any damage. Maybe some of the things in the gazebo get knocked over, but it's not a big thing. Yeah.
We have a special show we're bringing you today. It's called Jan's Gazebo Garden, and Jan is my mom. And I have the chance to interview her today as we sit in this lovely, very late autumn sunshine. It's almost 60 degrees when we're taping this, which is, the hammer is going to come down sooner or later. But even when the snow flies, when it's still temperate out, you can still enjoy protection inside here and have a lovely afternoon.
Oh, absolutely. Before I had so much stuff hanging on the walls, we used to leave this completely open without closing up the sides. And at that time, I had a big Christmas tree, an artificial one in the center, and we lit it up. And so when people would go by, they'd see this big Christmas tree in the middle of the gazebo. And it was pretty.
And I want to make mention of a fact that special events have happened in this gazebo, namely your wedding.
Yes. When I built it, I never thought that I would be using it for my wedding, but I thought it would be wonderful for other people's weddings. And we have had a few weddings out here, but when it came time that I had a wonderful man come into my life, we were able to use this for our wedding, and it was just picture perfect.
It really was. And I remember my brother took a wonderful picture from the roof of this lovely gazebo, and seeing all the white chairs and all set in a semicircle outside of the pathway. And it's so natural. And so if you're looking maybe to make a destination or just a sanctuary spot in your yard, and if you have the room. Now, another thing is there a building code for something this size?
That's a little iffy. When I went up to make sure that I was not doing something
Against code.
Mm-hmm. They told me that I had to have a building permit. And so I jumped through all the hoops, and I got my building permit. And so then when the foundation was put in, we had to have somebody come out and see that the foundation was secure. Mm-hmm. And they proceeded to put the gazebo up after that. Well, when it was done, we were supposed to go up and tell them that we were done so they could come out and make a final
sign-off on it.
Uh-huh. Yes, a sign-off on it. And when he came out, he said, you know, he says, this is very lovely. He says, but I don't understand what I'm doing here. And I said, well, I was told that I had to have a building permit.
And most of the communities require that for anything over, I believe it's 10 by 10.
Okay, whatever the Fairmont code was, and I told that to him, and he looked at me and he says, "Well, that's not right." He said, "If you lived in it, then it had to be coded." but this is an outdoor structure. This is a gazebo. You didn't have to do that. So we went all through that. But at the same time, we did all the things to make it structurally sound. So yeah. I don't regret doing it.
Because there is, as you said, from the west and from the northwest, this is in the direct path. And I don't think you've even had anything more than a loose shingle. And you have a lovely cupola up at the top, and like a little bird's nest, and in fact birds do and wasps and things like that. But it's way up in. So I think the kit was probably a good a good choice for this, and it certainly turned out nice, and you're able to winterize it so it's not damaged. But inside you have a collection of wonderful trees and plants and things that are fine for the outside. And as you say, you button it up every year, and then you just take it apart in the spring, and it looks the same.
Yeah, you
don't
really
you find it though, even that you really have to put forth the effort, especially when it's separated from the house,
yep.
especially when it's not right off the back deck,
yep.
or whatever. It's in a place where you have to, but it's certainly worth the walk.
It is just so pretty out here. I just love it. And Kelly and I were talking about all the things that I've got hanging. When I first started furnishing this, I did buy a 3-piece resin set, white. No, it was a 4-piece, 2 chairs, a lounge bench, and a table.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought that at retail price. And everything else in here has been things that either the kids have given me or I have gotten from rummage sales. I love to rummage sale. And so when I spot something, I think, okay, this is going to be perfect here. And I buy it. So most of this stuff really didn't cost me a whole bunch of money.
I love, too, that you've incorporated a variety of stained glass, and some people use the old farmhouse windows either with either hanging them by themselves, or they paint on the panes of glass to you have leaves on this one, and there's also some kind of faux stained art. It's somebody painting on that, but it really gives it a charm and fills up some of those openings. So, but there's still a lot of breeze that comes through the lattice, and there's some hanging silk baskets and flowers and things tucked up into the eaves as well to really bring the outdoors in, but you don't have to water them.
No, you don't. Kelly and I were talking earlier today, and she was saying something about the mosquitoes. Weren't the mosquitoes bad out here? I believe it's because it is raised off of the ground,
mm-hmm.
that we have had no trouble with the mosquitoes out here, even at the worst mosquito time of the mm-hmm. year. There's no mosquitoes in the gazebo. A nice breeze comes through and the mosquitoes don't.
And the breeze is really wonderful. And there's no screens on it. It's just an open air. But you have a lot of dangling things, a lot of sun catchers, and a lot of birdhouses. And do you ever have birds that come in and nest in here?
Oh, yes. There at the top of the wicker, there was an open space, probably 12 inches, 12, 15 inches before the roof started.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was just a flat board on the top of the trellis part, and that was open. Every single space on the 8 sides had a nest in it. So every day I would come out and I would knock those nests down. And I finally thought, I'm breaking their poor little birds' hearts by doing this. So I had a man come over and he put wood in the front mm-hmm. of each one of those. So now I don't have that trouble anymore.
Right. And I think you probably could use some obscuring, maybe some wire mesh or something like that to keep them from coming up underneath. Now you also have eaves that go around the top part of the funnel that leads up to the main spire. And do they make nests
nope.
in there at
nope.
all?
Never
they
have
don't.
Had. We've had a couple of hornet nests up there, but we've never had the bird nest. Yeah.
Well, birds will always find a way. And you have so many decorative birdhouses out here. I would think that it would be kind of a natural to just look over and see something moving in one of them. But and birds and animals and flowers and nature are very calming. And in this world, we need more calm.
We certainly do.
So if anybody's looking to put up a gazebo or a structure, and as I said, we've talked about she sheds before, and there's so many different kinds. First of all, check with your building code, make sure that it's fine. And then I think, did you ever map out where you would plant, or was it an evolution of everything became the hub of the gazebo, and things were planted around it, and trails and things were leading up to it. You made that decision as it evolved?
Absolutely. I am in awe of people who make a plan on a piece of paper and they follow it through. That's not who I am. I put something, like I put the gazebo here, and from there, piece by piece, everything was planted. I had no plan.
Because at one time, it was basically out here by itself, along with just a few budding trees, is all it was. And now, as I said, the canopy is quite engulfed, and it, in fact, it's kind of hard to even see the neighbors.
Yeah, well, that was the plan.
So when privacy is another benefit.
Yeah, when I came in, I wanted to be in by myself. If I wanted to come out, that was good. But it's very private here, even though I'm right next to a street.
Mm-hmm. So taking what you have, and it doesn't have to be an 18-foot gazebo. It could be something, but maybe wintertime, this upcoming what I call the unplanting season, is a time to take a look at some of those plans and maybe think of a place, a little sanctuary of your own. What would you say has been your favorite memory out here?
Oh, it has to be when we got married. It has to be.
And that took place in the fall as well. It was cooler.
No. It was June.
Oh, it was June.
The day before your birthday.
I remember it well. Memories fade, but there. I remember that it was cool, but we were wearing, and you had beautiful dark orange calla lilies in your bouquet, and everybody was so enamored with, literally off the blacktop road, you walked into the sanctuary. So if you're thinking about maybe making your own sanctuary, I think it's a good idea. And I always think it's a good idea to come and visit Mom at Jan's Gazebo Garden. And she also gives free tours almost at a moment's notice.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people, you know, when I see somebody, and they'll say, oh, you've got that beautiful garden out at the end of North Avenue. And I say, yeah. And I hear my voice saying, why don't you come out and visit it? You don't even have to come to the house. Just come and walk through the gardens. And they do. I can be looking out the kitchen window and I see somebody walking out here and I think, oh, okay. But it's fine. It's so pretty and I love sharing it.
Gardens are to share. Well, thank you for sharing your time with this on-location edition of In the Garden with Kelly and Char. See you next time. Thanks, Jen.
Thanks.
That's our show for today. Be sure to tune in next week to In the Garden with Kelly and Char. Heard each Wednesday on KDWA Radio and online at kdwa.com. Time is close, that rain for rain, sun and rain. I find my way in nature's chain. I tune my body and my brain.